Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The University of Delaware's Master Players Concert Series Ensemble in Residence, Six Wire, takes the stage in New York City later this month. And when it plays its sold-out show at Carnegie Hall, the ensemble will be wearing some very special performance attire. The attire is being designed and made by a team of UD Fashion and Apparel Studies students. The concert, Six Wire and Friends, is being produced and presented under the direction of Master Players Concert Series Artistic Director, Sheng Gao. And in this week's Arts Playlist, Gao spoke with Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele about the concert and what they'll be wearing.
We've got some great news. University of Delaware fashion students are going to be designing the attire for an upcoming concert at Carnegie Hall. Tell me all about that.
Yes, on the 16th of February, which is a Saturday evening, 7:30, University of Delaware Master Players Concert Series will produce a historic concert on the stage of Zanko of Carnegie Hall. And we are producing new music and featuring world-class guest artists of Master Players as well as UD faculty and students to really promote Delaware artists, Delaware art, and Delaware music. And then as part of this whole presentation, we invited the Department of Fashion Design under the direction of Professor Belinda Orzada to lead a group of graduate students and undergrad students to design the concert attire for the UD Ensemble in Residence Six Wire. So Six Wire is a world-traveling crossover ensemble, if you will, representing the University of Delaware and performing in U.S., Europe, China. And in this concert, the three of us, Matthew Brower, piano, Kathy Yang, who's an Erhu Chinese two-string violin virtuoso, and myself on the violin, will be performing new music. And then we'll be wearing God knows what they're designing, but hopefully something that's really appealing and I'm really excited.
This is exciting, though, for the students, right?
I think so. I mean, we're giving the stage of Carnegie to them to showcase, their vision, and I think the audience will be able to really experience the expression from the students artistically for a long 2 hours show. They will be to see the outfit. I think they're designing two sets of attires, so first half and second half. I'm really excited for the opportunity. And also the students who are performing in the UD Symphony Orchestra and UD Chorale under the direction of our faculty conductors, Paul Head and James Anderson, they will also be featured and honored. And so it's a great celebration for all excellence happening in the state of Delaware and at the University of Delaware.
Sheng, how close to the performance do you expect to see the costumes?
That's a great question. I really want to try them before the final sound check, because we have to move on stage. I want to make sure these outfits fit very well. I think maybe the week of. It's exciting. If I were a student today, undergrad student designing fashion, I would be really excited for this opportunity right in downtown New York City. I have strong confidence this is going to be gorgeous and also comfy and practical and everything. So,
and probably very colorful as well, right?
I don't know. It's all up to them. I think so. We talked about a lot of things, cultural encounters of the two instruments. The erhu is an ancient instrument originated in ancient Persia, and so did the Western four-string violin. So the reason we call ourselves Six Wire is because the 2+4, combining the cultures of East and West and bringing new sound, new music, new repertoire to the world of classical music. And then they capture that. And then we talked a lot about visually what we do on stage, the instruments, the colors of the instrument, and even the repertoire. And so it's a true interdisciplinary education that we're providing to the Delaware students.
What is the title, if you will, of the performance?
The title of the performance is called Six Wire and Friends. If you go to Carnegie Hall, it's already sold out, so that's a good problem. But but you could people could be, you know, put on a waiting list. We do have some cancellations usually, and then but if you want to learn more about the concert, it's listed on our website, masterplayers.udel.edu. Masterplayers, one word, .udel.edu, UDEL.edu. So that's it's a concert produced by the flagship presenter on the campus of North Delaware. We're bringing world-class ensemble soloists to perform in Delaware, and then as part of the service and education provided, these artists come work with local communities and teach the students and going to schools. Recently, we even started a new series called Master Players at Christiana Care. So we're bringing world-class musicians ensembles to the Christiana Hospital, a joint venture with the hospital. And also we have a little master's project catering free instruments and lessons to the underprivileged kids in Wilmington, all over Delaware. So it's a really a message we're sending to the people of New York and the world, that Delaware is not behind any other state or presenter. We're actually doing world-class events everywhere. And this concert, you know, was sold out 5 weeks ago. So really exciting.
And this collaboration with the students, I mean, it's got to be a great learning experience for them.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think it's thinking outside of the box these days. You know, I was rehearsing with Six Wire the other day. We decided, oh my God, what are we going to wear? This is such a cool concert, all the new music, and we should take some photos. Then I remembered, gosh, we have a fashion design program that's very, very much a pioneering program here. And let's contact them. And they loved the idea, the administrators of the department, and then they jumped right in, and the students got excited. So it's just really, I think, creative thinking and collaborative work. And that's what humans do. You know, when we brainstorm, great things happen.
Will they be designing your outfit for the evening?
Exactly. So all three of us, the pianist, our hoop player, and myself, we'll all be wearing something beautiful, colorful, exciting, and funky and fashionable, hopefully.
You sound a little hesitant there, but no, I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'm really excited. You know, it's visual art and music, they both give people so much pleasure.
Thanks to UD Master Players Concert Series Artistic Director Shang Gao and R. Kelly Steele for joining us on this week's Arts Playlist. And the Green concludes in just a moment with Enlighten Me and a look back at movie theaters throughout the years in the first state. You're listening to Delaware Public Media.